You are listening to episode 847. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for showing up for yourself today, for allowing yourself to spend some time meditating, breaking away from whatever you were doing to improve literally every area of your life, your mind, your body, your relationships, your productivity, and of course, your happiness. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth as you go into your own meditation. And I also share meditation inspiration with you to help you with your mindset as you sit down and meditate, to help to keep you focused on your intention and all the things you want to achieve as you do your meditation. And finally, I share a lifestyle tip so that you can take your meditation ritual off your cushion or wherever you're seated into your everyday life. And this is where you really start to see the results of meditation in your life when you create a lifestyle out of your meditation ritual, because it's not so hard to be seated and relaxing and to feel this beautiful stillness as you're meditating, as you're sitting in your meditation space meditating. What's more challenging is going about your day-to-day life, encountering all kinds of stress triggers, and it's hard in that moment to remember the techniques and the tools that you gained as you sat down to meditate. So I like to share a tip with you every single day to help make that transition a little bit easier for you from your meditation space to your everyday life. Well, our theme this week is kindness. So every day we've explored a meditation technique to help you experience more kindness in your life. And so today's technique, I'm going to layer some of the techniques we've used throughout the week so you can take this into your own meditation. And I also share with you, this is for a Friday's meditation, an herbal tea that you can use in a similar way as you use a meditation technique. So I call it Sip and Om Friday. Now, that is the name of my website, sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And I will say that if you are new to meditation and you're not really sure how to sit down and guide yourself into a meditation to even use the techniques I share, I want to let you know that I have a subscription meditation program where I guide you through about a 20-minute meditation, just pure meditation, where I show you how to use the meditation technique that I share with you in the podcast. And so if you enjoy being guided, and I play the music extra long so that after I guide you, you can sit for as long as you want and still have some nice music so it doesn't cut off while you're seated meditating, and the next podcast doesn't play either. So if you like just to be guided uninterrupted into a meditation, you can find those there at sipandom.com. And I do offer a free private Facebook group that goes with the podcasts that I share with you each day. And if you'd like to join that, just send me a message on my Facebook page. That's what most people do. They just go to Sipinome Facebook page, send me a message asking to be added. In today's meditation inspiration, I want to share a little bit with you about your lifestyle tip before I share the technique or the herbal tea. So the lifestyle technique for you for a meditation lifestyle is, as it's Friday, to have fun, to do something where you feel carefree, and maybe even just spend the day not taking yourself so seriously. If you're going through quite an ordeal, or if you are feeling overwhelmed or stressed, and you feel maybe like stress triggers are coming at you left and right, and just know that this will pass. Life is changing constantly, just like every single time you sit down to meditate is a different experience. Well, so too are the experiences you go through in your life. But while you're going through them, they can seem pretty intense. So today, I encourage you to do something where you can just have fun. And that might be a passion of yours that you haven't explored recently. Maybe you want to get back into one of your interests. Or maybe it's something you've been wanting to do for a while. I recently, actually last week, I started tango lessons. So I live in Tampa, Florida, and there are a lot of tango opportunities. It's something I've always wanted to do. And so I really couldn't find anyone to do the tango classes with me. So I just decided to show up at the class, and I'm so glad I did because I'm having a really great time. But a neighbor recently decided to take lessons as well. So that's going really well. And I enjoy it so much. And what I love about it mostly is that you see all ages of people. And I really enjoy seeing the people who are older. Florida's a big retirement area, and there are people in their 90s doing the tango together. And it's so beautiful to watch them. So that's my fun thing that I enjoy doing recently. And, you know, even I really wasn't sure what to expect showing up at a tango class. But like I said, I was a little nervous to go on my own, but I'm so glad I did. It turned out to be a great experience, and I'm having so much fun. So try and go today to do something fun, something that helps you to feel carefree and just to enjoy yourself and take your mind off all the things that may weigh you down heavily. And as you do so, I encourage you to try today's tea. So the herb for this week is passion flower. And this is a very important herb because as we've explored the meditations this week for kindness, we've done a lot of work with your heart, opening up, being receptive, sharing your kindness with others. And even yesterday we did a chakra focus, a fourth chakra right there at your heart focus. And so the mudra was even customized to improve your heart health. So I thought I better pair a tea with this as well. So passion flower is an herb that's very beneficial for your heart health. And it does this because it's very calming. If you suffer from anxiety or you're stressed, passion flower is a noted herb to help you to relax. And they have done studies with passion flower where it's helped improve quality of sleep, and it's helped people become calm enough to fall asleep. So I encourage you to try passion flower. As always, you know this. Make sure that this is an herb that's right for you before you try any herbs, especially if you take other medications. And don't give these herbs to children. Don't take them if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. And always just check and make sure that it is an herb that's going to be right for you. Your medical care practitioner can help you out with that. So now, let's get you going into your meditation as you settle yourself in and get ready to try out the meditation technique that I share with you. So this technique is going to include your breath, as well as visualizing, sending out kindness to others. So I'll guide you briefly through it, and then you take it from there. Try it out in your meditation today, focusing on kindness. So the technique is where we'll do the breathing technique we did, coupled with the chakra technique. So it's very similar to how we did the chakra meditation yesterday. So sit up straight, and here is how you do the technique. You're going to inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. As always, when you want to keep your breath calm, you'll inhale and exhale through your nose. If you use your mouth, then it's a little more energizing or purifying. So to keep you nice and calm, inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, focus on sending kindness to yourself. And you can focus on your heart chakra right there in your chest. The color is green. You could visualize green glowing or emanating from you. So you'll inhale and send kindness, kind thoughts to yourself. Think of a few kind thoughts. I know you can think of 100. Just think of a few kind thoughts about yourself. And then go ahead and exhale, sending those thoughts throughout your entire body. Going to feel nice and expansive as you do this. And then when you inhale again, visualize sending kindness and kind thoughts to a loved one, someone who means a lot to you in your life. The person could be alive or no longer living. Send out your kind thoughts to this person as you inhale, and as you exhale, just continue to send them out, this kindness to a loved one. And then, as you inhale again, inhale, thinking kind thoughts to the world around you, your environment, or your community, to the planet, to the entire world at large, sending kind thoughts. And as you exhale, continue sending out those kind thoughts. So this is a powerful technique. Take your time with it. Make sure your spine is straight when you do it, and try it and see how it works for you as you cultivate kindness. And go out and do something fun today. Try something new. Be a little adventurous and think about how Passion Flower Tea might support you. So I honor you for what you're doing for yourself, as always. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.